Welcome to I'm Screaming, a podcast for anyone who's ever felt like shamelessly screaming at the top of their lungs over a moment in pop culture.
Because sometimes pop culture can be scary and you just gotta let it out. Let's scream about it together.
Hello, Megan.
Hi, Giselle.
Hi. We both just had a little bit of a therapy session, but we are here and we are excited to spill our guts to you all.
Spill our guts. Today. And you know what else I just realized? And this is like completely off topic, but I still have to file my fucking taxes.
Oh, girl, I did that on Monday. I did it on Monday, so I'm also like
late. And by sister. I have to file my taxes, I mean I have to send the documents to my dad's accountant.
Yes.
Because I am just a girl.
Literally,
after all.
Me on fucking TurboTax click clacking. Like, literally just like, please find money for me, TurboTax.
Find
please.
Money. I mean, yeah, that is why, like, honestly, like, paying my dad's accountant to do it is more than TurboTax.
Yeah.
But I do appreciate it because I do feel like they... I don't know. I mean, like, I hope the government isn't listening. But I do feel like that's what accountants do. Like, that's what you pay them for, is to find loopholes and find ways of, like, getting you tax breaks.
Yes.
Tax breaks. It's a write-off. It's a write-off.
Write that shite off. No, we are absolutely preaching get your money from the government. But yes, we are here this week. We're not going to be here next week. We're prefacing the people. I am out of town on a work trip. I'm so sorry. So you'll get the Maggie review in 2 weeks.
And on top of that, we'll get the Tortured Poets Department Brigade.
Oh my God, Meg. Is that next, in 2 weeks?
It's in 9 days, Giselle. Next Friday.
Oh, I'm actually not mental. It's let's just begin here. I'm overwhelmed,
music.
As you said. I'm fucking overwhelmed. I literally can't. I've listened to nothing because I can't listen to anything because there's too much to listen to.
It's wild. There are not enough hours in the day, and I usually don't feel that way. I feel like I'm always like able to just listen to the same song over and over and over again. Like, and we'll get into this also, but you know, my guts have been spilled. Like, I've experienced it. And like, normally after a concert, you start listening to the artist's music again.
Right.
And I don't even feel like I on my way home on Monday I did.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like I have been able that to kind moment. Of be like, let me like really delve back into the Olivia Rodrigo discography. And it's because there's so much other music to consume. And obviously we're so blessed, but I do just wish, and like, this is such, you know, an annoying complaint, but I do just wish it was a little bit more staggered, because now Billie Eilish is putting out an album in May.
I literally can't, my brain cannot even comprehend a Billie Eilish album. Like, it's actually too much for me to think about.
I mean,
I'm not even a Billie Eilish, like, I like her as a person, as you know, but I feel like Billie, wait, can you wait so I can even decide to be a fan? Like, I don't even have the time to decide.
I know. And it took me so long to get into, because you know I used to be afraid of Billie Eilish.
Yes, yes, yes. For good reason.
Because that was back in the days when she was, like, every concert there was, like, a mosh pit at her concert.
So she like, could be scary.
And she was, you know, doing the whole, like, all the good girls go to hell. Listen, I like that album. I do. When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? I do. And I like Happier Than Ever. It took me a really long time to get into Happier Than Ever, though. I had, like, a renaissance with it. So I can't even imagine how long it's going to take me to get into, what's it called?
I don't even know, but we can talk about the close friends thing that she's doing.
Oh, my God.
Not me being on Billie Eilish's close friends.
I got so excited for a second. I am not going to lie. I was like, wait, did I get accidentally added to this?
I know. We're like, okay, am I special? Am I important?
So for those who don't know, basically the marketing campaign or marketing tactic or social media tactic that Billie Eilish used to kind of get everyone's attention ahead of her album announcement was that she added literally everyone who was following her to her close friends. She gained, I think, 6 million followers. Maybe that's a lie. It's like 600,000. But she gained a lot of followers because people wanted to know what was going on in her close friends and wanted to be a part of it.
Which is really just like blurry photos.
We're also fucking desperate.
I know. Literally, I didn't know I was following Billie Eilish. I mean, I was. But somehow I was on her close friends. I was like, okay, slay, actually. I'm special.
I'm friends with Billie.
But before we get into Guts Spilled and before we get into Lizzie.
Yeah.
I do just want to say a thing about the albums, like all of them coming out.
Yeah.
Because I was taking a peruse at my stats for Spotify today. Or sorry, Stats FM. And the thing that Ariana did right was go first. Because for like a week, we had nothing. And in that 1 week, I learned every song. So like, I'm finding that Eternal Sunshine is like my comfort album actually. Because it's like when I feel so overwhelmed by Casey, Beyonce, Lizzie, like all these things, I can go back to Eternal Sunshine and just be like, na, da, 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 na, na, da, na, na, na. You know, like I'm just here.
And
I'm
it's with, like a quick, it's a quick it's 35 easy. Minutes. It's you. It's uniform. It's nice. Easy. No, I was listening to when I went to the Verizon store today to get my phone activated.
Yes.
I was listening to We Can't.
It's good. It's my most played song.
And I was like, you know what? There's something about it. And yes, I agree with that 100%, Giselle, because with Beyonce, and I said this last week, and it still is ringing true for me.
Yes.
It does feel like you have to listen to it from front to back. And I don't always have an hour and 20 minutes to dedicate to sitting down and listening to an album. No. And then if I pause it, I get distracted and I listen to something else. And that's not to say that it's still not, like, incredible, fucking amazing. And, like, when Bodyguard has been coming on my day list, I'm like, I could be your bodyguard.
Yes, it's so good. You know, Tyrant is my current hyperfixation.
I mean, Yaya, all of it. It's just, like, so good. I mean, the Post Malone song is what high up on my recently played. But, yes, I feel like Casey is slipping away, except for on my day list.
I agree.
And now with Lizzie in the mix, it's a lot. But I mean, listen.
And it's hard. And my thing that's hard is, like, as you know, me, you, and Vera, we make monthly playlists that we add all our new songs or, like, songs we're listening to.
Yeah.
And, like, I totally agree with the album thing about Beyonce. And also what's hard right now for me is, like, it's really difficult for me to just be like, okay, Yaya's playing. And then I shuffle that bitch. And it's, like, Cardinal. And then I shuffle it again. And... like, fucking Lizzie's playing and I'm crying. Like, it's not working with my monthly playlists because I totally agree that Cowboy Carter is such its own project. And honestly, like, I think maybe you could do, like, Casey, Lizzie shuffle, but, like, still, they're all kind of different vibes.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I don't even have Beyonce. I didn't put her on March and I didn't put her on April because it feels like too much to go through and, like, be like, oh, okay, these are the ones that I'm listening to, when in reality I'm really listening to the whole album. So it's like when I want to listen to Beyonce, I go and I press play on American Requiem and I'm listening.
Yes, exactly.
But it is just incredibly overwhelming in the best way. And I'm so excited for Maggie on Friday, but
I'm also excited for Maggie, actually. Yeah.
And I also think that, like, a lot of these albums that are coming out are going to be a bit more Ariana-esque. The Billie album is 10 songs.
Oh, wow.
I think the Maggie album is, like,
I love a 10-song album, as you know. Give me a choice of on 10-song banger. You know I love that.
So, Maggie on Friday, Taylor next week.
Taylor is long, though, right?
Yeah, of course. She can't help herself. The next Friday is St. Vincent. No.
St. Vincent has entered the chat?
All Born Screaming. Then it's Dua. God. Then it's Dua.
I fucking keep forgetting about Dua Lipa.
Dua's is short, too. Dua's is also, like, 11 songs.
It's so overwhelming.
Radical Optimism. On the same day as Sia, Reasonable Woman. May 10th, we have Men. Kings of Leon.
Okay.
Scotty McCreary.
Oh, my God. Not Scotty.
And then, the week after that, it's Billy. And New Kids on the Block, 21 Pilots, and Zayn.
Oh, I keep forgetting about Zayn.
Then the next week, this is just Billboard, so it doesn't have everyone, but the next week is Lenny Kravitz, just by himself.
I saw a tweet today of him, maybe, you've probably seen it because I just get recycled likes from you and Vera, but it was like him lifting weights and someone was like, him getting the call for Act 3, like, literally.
Do you see the tweet that went viral today that was like, oh my God, Act 3 announced, and it was like Glee cast version?
Yes! That was the first thing I saw when I opened Twitter. You know, I open it once a week.
And Kevin McHale, who I follow on Twitter, who's a great Twitter follow, was like, I shot, like, shoddy Post Malone. May 31st we're at, which we're still in May. May 31st, when we're in Europe, Ben Platt, Honey Mind.
Okay, I mean, we'll, of course, have to give that a listen drunk off our wines. Yeah. Like, we'll have to.
June 7th, Bon Jovi. Wait, this... Okay, this is so fucked up, Billboard. They don't have Charlie on here.
Rude! I knew we were missing one.
Charlie's June 7th, is she not?
Yes, she's absolutely in June. I'm not sure exactly what day, but, like, it's June. Brat.
Wait, brat.
Club classics that took over our fucking life.
When I go to the club, I want to hear the club classics. Hey,
honestly, yeah, well, my song of the fucking
club classics. Club classics. I want to dance to me. I want to dance to AG. I want to dance with George.
I want to dance to Sophie. Like, exactly, Charlie. Exactly. I love her. That's I'm really so
good
excited.
That's a really good impression.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm encouraging everyone. I told Megan Vera to do this. Go back and listen to the Pandemic Crackpot album. It's literally Brat's younger sister.
Yeah. It's good. The record good. Will arrive June 7th.
Okay, so then, will be sad.
And then Megan Trainor, June 14th. And then God knows when Normani is going to put that goddamn album out.
Oh, fucking Normani. What a joke at this point. If you can't put out an album when everyone else is, something is really wrong.
Oh, Taylor Swift has a story. What is it? Pre-order. This fucking pre-order. Bitch. I can't
stand her. I can't. Wait, when is your record going to come?
Probably fucking a week after the album comes out because her shipping company sucks.
Oh, no.
But I always do it through her website because she always gives, like, it's like, if you bought the album, you get maybe you get a boost for tickets for future. So I'm just, you know. Oh, my God, Giselle, you posted your... Your post, I have to watch it later.
Yes.
Giselle, girl. For those who don't know, is like doing the Lord's work of influencing, which is like being an influencer and also having a full-time job and also being really thoughtful about being an influencer.
Thank
and
you.
More creators should be like you.
Thank you, Megan.
I said what I said.
You. You. There's tea that we won't spill. Maybe if we had a Patreon, we would spill it. But.
Oh my God.
Like, comment, subscribe if we should make a Patreon.
Maybe, like, leave us a fucking review.
And then we'll tell you the tea. But thank you, Megan. If you're hearing this and you haven't liked the post, go like it. Hearts, hearts.
Okay, wait, I'm going to like
women's
it,
reproductive
wanna...
rights. We love.
We stan. We stan
we
women's
stan
reproductive rights.
Women.
Oh, you look so pretty.
Thank you. I really worked hard. But, yes. What were we saying?
We were just talking about how much music there is, but
yeah. Okay, wait. Let's get into Lizzie.
I was gonna say Lizzie McAlpine.
Like, it's making me so upset, actually, because like you know Meg more than anyone. What I hate the most is when an artist like shits on their past work,
yeah,
as if they weren't proud of it when they put it out.
Like, I mean, it's like Charlie kind of did that with Crash. Recently.
Yes, and Ali and AJ like, do that. And I'm like,
fucking do that.
Potential breakup song is revolutionary, and I will stand on business.
Literally. I bet you they'd probably shit on A Touch of the Beat if they were given the opportunity, which is also
exactly.
A perfect album.
Exactly. But Lizzie McAlpine dropped her album on Friday, and, like, it is, number one, it's good. So, like,
yes.
Let's start there.
Excellent.
It is very excellent. It is very good. Like, I liked it when I first listened to it, but I think for me it was so different from 5 Seconds Flat, which is what I loved her for,
mm-hmm.
that I needed to, like, put myself in, like, okay, we're gonna cry. But yeah. Then once I put myself in okay, we're gonna cry, I was like, wait, this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It, as Vera said, it is very Sarah Bareilles Waitress tea, which I love. but she has been irking me, us, for a
yeah.
while because she keeps getting on... First of all, she won't promote the fucking songs. Like, she would just get on TikTok and be like, okay, like, I guess I dropped a song today. Like, listen or don't. Okay, going to run away and cry. I'm like, what? And then now she keeps shitting on 5 Seconds Flat and basically saying that, like, you know, it's not her. Like, it's not a representation of who she is. Like, basically, like, fucks to you all if you like it. But, like, this is not me. And it's making me upset. Meg, how do you feel about it?
It's making me upset. Did you see the TikTok she posted, though?
Yes, where she, like, tried to address
it. She was like, I love that album. It just doesn't feel like me anymore. Listen, I think there's something that's very current that I'm going to compare it to. Did you read the Vogue Zendaya cover story?
Of course.
I literally can't speak today.
I had hers and Rihanna's ready for me to read yesterday.
I haven't read Rihanna's yet. I have to. But in Zendaya's, and this is something that we've kind of known, it's been said about Zendaya before, that she, like, grew up and she was painfully shy as a kid. And that's why she got into theater and whatever, performing. And I do think, like, if you ask anyone who's kind of, like, read about Zendaya or, like, knows anything, like, they would say, like, oh, yeah, she's an introvert. Like, she likes to be at home. She's not really, like, whatever. And that's what the profile was kind of reiterating. Like, she would much rather be at home in sweatpants with her dog, relaxing, than ever be out at the club. Yes. Like, or even on a red carpet. Like, you see it when these, like, clips of her on a red carpet go viral. Of her interacting with a fan. Like, she's uncomfortable. She's awkward. She doesn't know what to do. And it actually, again, it, like, humanizes her because she's so beautiful and she's so high fashion. And, like, she was talking about how when she, like, wears the outfits, it's almost like putting on a character. And I thought that was really, really interesting and, like, actually, you know, made me like her even more, to be honest, because I was just like, okay, like, she's just a real girl. She's kind of, like, a real person.
She's just a girly.
She's just a girl, just like us. But I think, like, there is just such a way to go about being an introvert in Hollywood. Because, like, Lizzie, do you want to be a performer or not? Like, or do you just want to make music? Like, that's fine. But I don't want to hear that, like, you know, the canceled tour and then the whole thing about, like, how, oh, I'm not going to have an opener because, like, I want it to end at a reasonable hour. But it's like, is it, like, because you just don't want to be there for that long? Like,
yes.
Like, what's it? It just starts to become a bit, like, silly, and I don't know if this is just going to be the Gen Z way or, like, the new way of performers and artists. Like, obviously, we don't want them to, like, overwork themselves and, like, have nervous breakdowns the way, like, a lot of them are seeming to have. But I'm also just, like, what did you want, then, out of this experience? You know what I mean? Like,
totally.
Did you not realize you were going to have to be performing? Did you not realize you were going to have to be promoting? Like, promoting is half the business. Like, you and Vera were texting about this last night, and I was in the group chat, but my phone was, like, dying, so I was, like, conserving my battery. And I was just kind of reading what you were saying. But I think it's so interesting to look at, like, what did I just say? Like, I just opened Instagram, and I was like, oh, Taylor Swift posted a story. Like, what is it? Oh, it's the fucking album, right? And obviously she's at this stage of her career where she, like, doesn't have to promote shit. Like, that's why we haven't seen her on any talk shows or doing any marketing or any, you know, brand campaigns or anything like that.
Right.
Because she doesn't need to. Like, people are just going to buy the music. But I think for a long time, half the battle with her was promotion, right?
Absolutely.
And it was much more of a niche, like, Swiftie thing. And now she's so big, she doesn't even need to do it. But she knew how to promote, right?
And she fucking pounded the pavement.
And even look at Ariana. Like, Ariana doesn't want to be doing this shit. She doesn't want to be asked about her divorce or her affair with this man or whatever's going on, right? But she did. She went on Zane Lowe. She did the Zach Sang thing.
Even Dua, who went on fucking Trixie Mattel's YouTube channel.
Right. Like, the girls are hustling. And I don't know. It just, like, I get it. You're an introvert. You want to be at home. You don't want to be, you know, like, selling out or whatever. But it's just kind of annoying to then, like, have her almost be complaining about it when, like,
and making us feel bad about, like, wanting to go to see her and tour or, like, wanting to like the her previous work. I'm like, why are you yelling at me? Like,
it's quietly just... whisper yelling.
Why are you whisper yelling at me?
Like, yeah, it's just like, it's a little bit of a turn off, right? Because, like, sorry, like, I have a job. It's not as fun as your job. If I had your job, I would be having so much fun.
And I'm spending my hard-earned money from my job on you.
Exactly.
So, please, sister.
No, exactly. So it does just, starts to feel a bit icky. And obviously, like, there is the reverse, and I'm sure people would argue, it's like, but she has, like, crippling anxiety and mental health and whatever, and I am 100% cognizant of yes. that. We've talked about this. We had tickets to see Shawn Mendes. He canceled his goddamn tour, and we are still upset about it, but we're like, you do you, Shawn.
Right, we will wait in the wings.
We'll wait. But I'm just, you know, I'm kind of getting to the point where I'm a little bit over the, you know, dramatics of it all. And yeah, the whole, that whole Zach Sang interview, because that's who it was with, right?
Yeah. He really is everywhere, isn't he?
He's kind of annoying me.
He's
starting to
annoy me. He's so annoying. Yeah. But he just keeps interviewing people I care about.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, I mean, do you have any standouts from the album?
Yes. Same. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, we started this off by saying the album's great. I think the first three are so strong. I agreed. Think the elevator into Come Down Soon into Like It Tends to Do.
I love All Falls Down.
I think the three of them are such a little trio, and like the metaphor of like the elevator comes down, Come Down Soon, Like It Tends to Do. Like it's yeah. all kind of speaking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
All Falls Down, banger.
Love All Falls Down.
So fun. And that's, you know, a bit of her, I feel like, the Lizzie statement.
Lizzie we really know and love.
And it's also, I feel like, her statement on the album of like, her anxiousness and, like, her
yeah.
performance anxiety and all that stuff. I will say, like, both the singles really strong for me still within mm-hmm. the album, I guess, Older. I like Better Than This, and I really like Vortex.
Yes. Broken Glass is my favorite.
Broken Glass is great, too. The thing is, like, this is the thing. I put it on my playlist, and so I've been shuffling my playlist, and I'm getting it a little bit out of order.
Yeah.
So, some of them are still, again, it's like, I haven't listened to it enough for them not to still blend together, because I think I really like You Forced Me To, but mm-hmm. I'm like, what's the difference between that and Drunk Running, actually, right now, in my head?
I don't know. Actually, I don't know.
But also, it's, and Staying was on earlier, and I was like, oh, this is nice, and the thing is that I like it. I don't think there are any, like, real flops. Drunk
no,
Running.
No, definitely no flops.
I feel like if I had to rank it, like, maybe Drunk Running would be at the bottom for me.
Yeah.
Because it kind of, I remember in the morning I listened to it on Friday, like, really early. And I was like, oh, okay, it's falling off. The album's falling off. And then the end of Broken Glass, it builds and it's good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think it's like, it's totally fine to do something different and have a different vibe. And I think this album is super cohesive, which I mm-hmm. think, you know, we like to see. It doesn't mean you have to like be like, oh, my old stuff's not me.
Right.
That's what she was saying in her kind of like retraction on TikTok, was that was me then and this is me now. And like, it's totally fine to say that while also not being like, well, that album was so not me. It's like,
right.
we all change. Like, I'll say this about Olivia Rodrigo later too. That girl's 21 years old. She thinks she knows who she is. She thinks this is who she is.
Right.
We are going to see her go through so many different phases.
Yeah.
Because she is so young.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like, it's interesting to see that. So I don't know. I'm like, Lizzie, like, don't
talk yourself into these corners so early in your career.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Like,
you're,
she's so early in her career, actually.
Making statements, like, with periods at the end of them. It's like, that's not what we need. We need semicolons. We need question marks. We need, what's the dot, dot, dot?
Ellipses.
Ellipses, thank you so much.
Yes, we need ellipses. I love that.
But, like, I'm happy for her. I hope the album does well. I mean, the last one was, like, a real grower, right? Like, it was kind of under the radar and whatever. But again, it's just like, I just didn't feel like she promoted it that much. And like, that's fine. But also like, don't you want to make money, girl? Like, Kacey Musgraves hustled her ass off to get that album. And she almost had a number one album without the support of like country radio.
Yeah.
And like, I kind of love to see that. But again, millennial generation, I'm so sorry to say it. But nobody wants to work these days. Nobody wants to work these days.
Nobody wants to work these days. I'm interested to see how Maggie... The thing about Maggie is that she fucking loves herself.
Maggie is promoting this album.
Yeah, and she loves herself.
In every way she can.
So therefore, we will see her everywhere. Which, you know, go off. Love yourself.
I mean, she was at the freaking Zach Bryan show with Bruce Springsteen.
She was on stage with Madonna.
Playing the tambourine. No, Maggie knows what to do. She knows what she needs to do.
Okay, I see... I mean, should we go to Griff next?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. four incredible songs.
I mean, I love that our little Whiffy Griffy is still a little bit under the radar here in the U.S., I think.
Yeah.
She definitely has to be bigger, like, overseas now because she was on tour with Coldplay for so long.
Right.
But I am obsessed with her. Volume 2 of Vertigo. I think we talked about Volume 1 when it came yes. out. Like, just such fun tracks, so Griff. She has such a signature sound, I feel, even within, like, the wider pop landscape.
Yeah.
And I love the way she was talking about how Volume 1 was, like, a bit sadder and Volume 2 is a bit... It's just a great project. You haven't listened to Griff, go listen to her right now.
I was looking back at our, just my concert highlight, as I do every few weeks, because
yeah.
I love to feel joy, it yeah. and us. And we were so fucking close for Griff. Like,
no one was there.
No was one was Bowery. There. We were this close to her. Mm-hmm. On YouTube, you will see how close. This close! And it was... amazing. Like, she is just so good, and like I hope that she doesn't get like the Little Mix curse where like they just never break in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Little Mix, Perry is dropping the song this week.
That song is every other TikTok on my page.
I don't want you ever to forget about us in the backseat.
I saw her doing...
Granted, she didn't write it, I heard.
No, of course she didn't.
Perry!
Sure, she didn't write it. Are you kidding me?
Oh, why would you tell people that? I know that some people will see it on the...
Is she still with her fiance? I feel yeah, like no.
Her, them and that baby.
That baby.
That baby that looks exactly like him.
He literally cloned the boyfriend, Beyonce.
But yeah.
The whole promotion around this Perry single is so 2008.
It
like,
is.
Like, have you seen this video of her promoting it?
Yeah, and she just keeps... Perry.
It's like, Perry, this is so not... what we're doing.
It's so annoying because, like, all three, like, Leanne went more Afro beats and, like, yes. no one's listening to it, but I like it. Like, it's good.
Yeah,
but
I also, listen
like,
to it.
But, like, no one's listening. And, like, Perry, this, like, 2003 hit that she's trying to give to us, like, fine, whatever. And Jade, I'm, like, praying that Jade is waiting so long to, like, give us something that's, like, good. Like, I yeah. just want Jade to go full, like, queer pop bang, even though she's not queer. Queer pop banger. You know what I mean? Because no. that's her energy.
100%.
But yeah, it just sucks. Always these girls from girl groups, like, if you're not Beyonce, you're kind of shit out of luck, man.
I know.
But yeah, on the queer pop, LOL at JoJo Siwa. But
I mean, speaking of not writing the single, she like mm-hmm. literally bought the rights to this song that was written by this random woman who tried to sell it to Miley Cyrus in like 2009.
And Miley was like, "Ner, thank you."
And Miley was like, "Ner." And now JoJo Siwa has a song called Karma, and it's just
JoJo Siwa has to go. Like, she's like, "I've changed the game." I'm like, "You look the same except for the sparkles on your face are black."
It's literally so cringe. It's so cringe, Giselle.
She is the most cringe. But, yeah, on the queer pop, Chapel Roan is really, like,
blowing
having a
up.
Moment. The new song is amazing.
The new song is so good, and it's, like, popping off. I feel like a lot of people... I've just been seeing a lot about her now. Like,
yeah,
people
me
being
too.
Like, oh, this Chapel song is great, and it is great. And, like, the album just cracked the Billboard top, like, 200 for the first time. And I
good
do, like, oh my God, yeah, it's number 28 on the top 50 in the U.S. on Spotify.
It's an incredible album.
Yeah.
Like,
so,
An album.
But, yeah, no, I was just, like, feeling like she's having her moment. Obviously, she finished supporting Olivia on Guts.
Yeah.
Right before the MSG shows. But I'm, like, happy for her. She seems... And then the Hot to Go dance is, like, popping off on TikTok.
Yes!
So it does just feel like she's kind of having a moment, like, a bit late after the album. But it's great that this single's out and it's good. So, yeah, love Chapel. I mean, again, there's just so much music out. I do feel like I am listening to Good Luck, Babe more than some album tracks on, like, any of the albums
yeah.
that are out. Because it's just a single. And so when it
agreed.
Comes out, I'm like, ooh, like, whatever. But... yeah.
Okay, Olivia.
Olivia.
Walk me through it.
Okay.
Walk me through your guts being spilled.
So, my guts have been spilled. What a wow. I'm gonna see if I can pull up like exactly what I texted you with the periods. Yeah, I found it. Okay, so Olivia Rodrigo just did finish four nights at Madison Square Garden.
Four nights is wild.
Four nights. Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Friday, she brought out Noah Kahan.
Right, right.
Which, great, love Noah, of course. Her and Noah, like, don't fit for me. Like,
yeah.
Not really about it.
Their voices.
But, I mean, it's because I do feel like Olivia... And I'm about to compliment her so much, so, like, don't come for me. But I do feel like when...
this is what I wanted, the full
review. I do feel like when she does the, like, whispery songs and, like, folky songs, that she has a voice that feels a little bit more put on. Like, she can belt. Like, she's not one of these girlies that's, like, you know, it's the season of the sticks and that. You know, she's just, like, putting on, like, a little bit of a...
Right.
An accent, a voice, or whatever it may be. And I don't know. It just kind of irks me. She's switching out the shirts for the end of the show. She's wearing Carrie Bradshaw AF. Okay. And that was one of the other ones.
Okay.
Yeah, so Miss Girl is, like, leaning into her New York era. I do think she still has an apartment here. So I went on Monday. And we went to the pop-up, the truck. They had this whole Amex experience. Like, Olivia Rodrigo is so famous. Like, so famous. It's crazy, actually, how famous she is. Our seats were kind of, like, side stage.
Yeah.
But they were great, like, because they were lower bowl of the...
Right.
Of MSG. So we were so close and could see, like, everything. We just couldn't really see the screen behind her, which, like, I didn't really need to see anyway. But, like, a great show. I'm kind of gonna, like, dig Harry Styles here a little bit, because why is Olivia Rodrigo putting on as long a show as you are?
Okay, talk about it.
If not longer.
Really? How? Really?
It was, she went on at 8:30, and it wasn't over until after 10.
Okay, Olivia.
Yeah. No, she's, like, singing them songs.
Did she do
All
of Sour and All of Guts, basically?
No, Sal, she didn't do Hope You're Okay.
No! Olivia,
I will tell you what
song.
Why
do you hate me?
I will tell you what song she didn't do, or I'll just read you the set list. I don't want you ever to forget about us. Okay. She opens with Bad Idea, right?
Okay.
Into Ballad of a Homeschool Girl.
Okay.
And then we get Piano Time. So it's Vampire, Traitor, Driver's License, and then she sits down at the piano. Well, she's already at the piano for Driver's License, and she does Teenage Dream off of Guts. And this is when she said, with her whole chest, I wrote this song when I was 19, and I'm 21 now, and I just am feeling like I know myself, and, like, I feel like I have, like, really found myself, and I just feel like... I'm the best version of myself. And I was literally yelling. I was like, no, you haven't.
You're 21.
I was like, you're 21. And she's, like, acting like 19 was, like, so long ago. Like, she just turned 21, like, 2 months ago. I was like, sister.
You have
but
a
the
lot
whole the
to
whole
go.
Shtick was about how she's, like, was a teenager because Teenage Dream. But when I say the average age at Guts was, like, 16 and a half.
Really?
So many young kids with their moms, like young children. And
she is the Disney era. Like, I forget.
But it's kind of like, Miss Girl is dry rating, as like the people used to say about Britney Spears in the day. Like she is doing the dances. She is wearing the, you know, the skimpy little outfit.
She's giving away Plan B, is she not?
Not anymore. She had to stop doing that. But she is still donating proceeds to, like, Planned Parenthood and, like...
Okay. Yeah. I knew that she was... I knew at one point she was giving away Plan B.
But she had to stop because everyone was like, oh, my God.
Ow.
We can't let seven-year-olds know what birth control is.
I can't.
But, I mean, it was so fun from the jump. She kind of never stops. Like, very...
Yeah.
I do just feel like she has such confidence
that, and I've never seen her live before, so I can't really compare it, but I've seen, like, clips, and I remember hearing reviews of the Sour tour, and especially because she's been touring now for the last couple of months already, like, how, like, 2 months ago, I guess, Guts tour started, or, like, a month or 6 weeks ago, and so I do feel like she was totally in control, very much, like, knew what she was doing up there. I was saying that, like, you know, so the sitting at the, she didn't invent it, but the sitting at the piano talking to the audience is very Taylor Swift coded.
Very.
And I think as much as it is rehearsed and, like, no, like, no one's kind of better at it than Taylor, Taylor has, like, an ability to make it feel a little bit more off the cuff and authentic, even though it's not.
Yeah.
Whereas with Olivia, it definitely felt a little rehearsed. You know, it's like she's sitting on the moon and she's like, so, like, did anybody hear, was everyone here and able to go to my Sour tour? Oh my gosh. Like, that's so nice. Like, oh my gosh, wow. And I'm like, okay, Olivia, like, we got it. Like, you know, I think she's, again, you said she's a Disney girl. I think she's still stuck in this in between of, like, this nice girl image. And I do think she kind of just wants to be a rock star a little bit. And I would love for her to lean into that. After Teenage Dream, we get the dancers. Well, we got the dancers during Traitor. We got the dancers during Traitor first, and that was, like, the choice, a choice among choices. Like, I cannot even speak about how silly it was. Them doing, like, the running, like, running man during Traitor as she's, like, belting. And the thing is that that audience knew every word to every song, and they were screaming at the top of their lungs.
Yeah.
Top of their lungs. We could barely hear her on some of the slower songs because, like, on Driver's License, you just, like, kind of, everyone was screaming it. So we got the dancers during Traitor. Then we got them during Pretty Isn't Pretty into Love Is Embarrassing. And, again, just the choreo is just so weird.
Yeah, I don't know why they made that choreo choice.
It just feels like she's trying to do everything, right? She's trying to have the dancers. She's trying to have the piano moment. She's trying to have, like, her own kind of, she, like, floats around on the moon, like, you know. And I just don't think the dancers were super necessary, like,
yeah,
at all, to be honest. Or we just needed, like, a different kind of choreo.
Yeah.
Because, like, literally there's a interlude after Traitor where this one girl is just, like, doing, like, this
at the edge of the stage. It gives me, like, the dancers that were on, like, the Hannah Montana tour.
Yeah.
You know, like, the Jonas Brothers tour. Like, those, like, concert videos we used to watch. Like, that's what those dancers are giving me.
Yeah. That's what it, that's absolutely what it felt like. Then she sang Happy Birthday to someone. And then it was Making the Bed, where she's, like, literally laying on, she's, like, laying on this platform, and she's, like, singing Making the Bed. And then she got, then it's Logical, and she gets on the moon, and she goes, like, halfway around the arena. And then that's when she's, like, how many of you were at my Sour tour? And then she said with her whole chest that Enough for You is one of her favorite songs, which I was kind of, like, that's a choice, but okay.
Fine.
And then she did that, and then Lacey, dancers are back, and they had
For Lacey.
They had this, like, ribbon, and they were, like, weaving. It was, like, it was a bit, maybe a bit better. I don't know. They were, like, weaving in and out of each other. And then it was Jealousy, still with the dancers. Can't Catch Me Now from the Hunger Games movie, which was kind of a moment, I'm not going to lie. I was, like, screaming. I kind of love that song, I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, stand on business for the Hunger Games song.
Then that was when she brought Noah, after Can't Catch Me Now, that's when she brought Noah out on Friday, but we just We just went right into Happier, into Favorite Crime, Deja Vu, The Grudge, Brutal, so fun.
Yeah.
Into Obsessed, and this is when she's, like, laying on the ground, and she starts, like, doing, like, hip thrusts.
Right.
And I was like, okay.
Olivia.
And then All American Bitch.
Okay.
Encore, which, like, does she not know that the girls aren't doing encores anymore?
I know.
But Good For You, and then Get Him Back. So she played a lot. She played 25 songs, including... Well, that was, like, Friday, so including Happy Birthday and Stick Season. So, the My Night, it would have been 24 songs.
Yeah.
Which, like, Harry Styles, like, he was doing a lot of medleys. I want to call him out because, like, if he's going to do a stadium tour, 2 hours at least, 2 hours at least, Harry.
If the Jonas Brothers can torture us for 3 hours, Harry, you can get on that stage and do too. Please.
Literally. But all in all, I know I just kind of, like, went very long-winded on Olivia.
I love it.
I just think she's, like, I do think she's a star. I think
she's famous. She's a famous girl.
She's also talented. Like, yes. She okay. was, Mama was singing.
I love that.
Mike was on.
I love that.
Belting was happening.
Yeah.
I just think I think I've said that, like, I like her so much more when she's just, like, belting those songs. Because she was hitting those notes, and I was like, okay, let's go. Yeah. Again, I think it's cute. She thinks she knows who she is at 21. I think she's, like, in a very happy phase. I think she's with that British guy.
Right.
Louis Partridge or whatever. The outfits are not great. They look a little bit better, like, from a distance, right?
Yeah.
Like, than close up. But because I've seen them close up in photos, I'm like, nah. And again, I think, like, she's building up confidence. Like, I think, obviously, she knows better who she is than when she put out Driver's License and was still in love with Joshua Bassett, who, like, who knows what the fuck's going on with that guy.
Yeah, he really fell off the face of the earth.
Like, is he in a cult or something? I don't know.
I think so.
Possible. So, like, in a lot of ways, I, like, felt very proud of her because I remember sitting in your bedroom at Palmetto Street apartments ago, watching the Driver's License music video,
crazy.
Being like, standing on business, we will protect you, Olivia Rodrigo. I feel like we still do. I feel like we give her
constructive
criticism and feedback.
But we love her.
And I think she'll be famous for a really long time.
Yeah,
she needs to add So American to the set list.
Yes.
Because it's so fun and I fucking love it. And I think that after this era, she should get a really cunty bob.
Yeah, she has to cut the hair, I think.
She has to cut the hair. The hair is so long, and it's, like beautiful.
She could be... Well, no one can be. But she could give, like, Zendaya tea on the red carpet. She could do that. If she cut the hair, got a different stylist, like, got herself, like, a stylist with some vision, mm-hmm. like, she could really do the damn thing.
Yeah.
But I don't think she wants to.
I kind of want to see Olivia Rodrigo with, like, after this era is over... come back on a red carpet, like, not like a nighttime red carpet, like a daytime red carpet, like a Women of the Year luncheon.
Love, come on.
With a bob and, like, in a white pantsuit.
Yes, wow. I'm envisioning a look.
Like, you know, she got the high heels on, night, like, very, like, what, like, kind of, like, fun pants.
She could really...
And, like, a blazer. And, like, a blazer with, like, no top, like, just, like, blazer and pants.
I see it.
With a necklace.
with a fucking necklace. Olivia, if you listen to this, call us up. We're ready.
We'll style you.
If we had all the money in the world, Meg, we would turn these bitches out, is the thing.
Absolutely.
We would turn these bitches out.
We'd be like Law in that video of him and Zendaya, and he'd be like, we don't miss.
Yeah, we don't.
The thing is, we don't miss.
Zendaya is so beautiful. Also, like, she, the most recent... Tom Brown look with the fucking tennis rackets on it. So good. It's actually disgusting how iconic she is. Like, it's crazy.
Especially given, like, what we, like, read about her and this, read about her in this Vogue profile. Like, she's just, like, trying to be regular degular, but actually, right. like, she cannot. It's like, some are born to slay. What is it, like? Some are born great, others have greatness thrust upon them.
Yeah.
And, like, Zendaya has both. Like, she was born to slay and may not want to slay, but unfortunately slaying is inevitable for her.
Literally. Like, it's so insane to me. Every time I see her, I'm just like, wow, I exist with
her. At the same time as her,
Beyonce and Zendaya, which to me are two things I'm extremely happy about.
So funny.
Proud of. But yeah, Olivia, cunty bob, pantsuit.
No, I wish her so well, though. Like, she's gonna be great. She's, you know, all the girlies were there. Kaia Gerber was there last night. Joe Locke from Heartstopper, Conan, of course.
Yeah.
And then, like, the entire High School Musical, the musical, the series cast. I didn't see Sophia Wiley, but I saw, like, the Sebastian and what's his name. And then
they were there?
And then the redhead, yeah, Ashley.
Oh, wow. Her name
is. They were all there, yeah. I saw a video, and it was, like, HSM, what is it? High School Musical, TM, TS cast, attend the Guts World Tour. And I was like, oh, Joshua? But no, he wasn't there.
Absolutely not.
But yeah, very fun. And I mean, like, yeah, I'd see her live again because I definitely want to, like, follow the trajectory of, like, this development of a career because that's still what it is. And it's just, yeah. like, wild that she has this following already. Like,
she's so powerful blessed. And she will only grow more powerful.
I think so. Wow, like, we're both having this moment, and for those of you who aren't watching, which, like, you could be, we're both having this moment of, like, extreme sunlight.
It's crazy. I'm like, what's happening? Like, okay,
son. I, like, always sit in darkness while we're recording.
I know, Meg. It's so bright for you.
The sun is hitting me. I have my blinds open, and I think the sun is hitting the window, and then it's being reflected into my room. But just that, like, I can kind of not... You look like you're an angel. You look like you have a halo.
Everywhere I'm looking now, I'm surrounded by your grace. Okay, last thing.
She is coming. This feels like it's been a long time coming. But,
she is coming.
The Joker, Folie à Deux. Trailer was released last night.
But wow, what a wow.
Lady Gaga.
I mean, there's not much to say other than Lady Gaga is here. She is in her Joker era. It will be musical. I'm assuming we're getting an album. She's very excited about it. Joaquin Phoenix scares me. She, as Harley Quinn, is giving darkness.
It's giving, yeah, no, it's giving sociopath, of course. She's just...
I'll be insufferable when it comes out, but...
No, I mean...
She's so camp.
She's so camp, and she's the whole... Did you see the gif of her, like, being like...
Yes.
And everyone's like, the Tumblr girls would have ate this shit
they
up.
They would
like,
have reblogged the shit out of that.
The thing about Joker, which I've seen, and we should maybe just, like, do a movie night and watch Joker.
Yeah.
But it's not great. I don't think it's that good of a movie, right? I think right. Joaquin Phoenix gives her a good performance. But I think it's a movie that is standing on the shoulders of, like, a million other movies mm-hmm. in a way that's not just homage, but kind of, like, copying.
Yeah.
And so it's, like, not super original. And I can tell by the trailer for this that I feel like this is maybe going to be the same way.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to the discourse.
Same.
And I'm looking forward to, like, the memes that will come out of this, because how could we forget the House of Gucci memes? Like,
how could
you
we
know?
Forget?
So, yeah. And I mean, like, there's some interesting... I who even knows what's going to happen. Like, they're going to break out of the insane asylum and go on a murdering spree. Like, I have no idea.
I guess.
Because that's what, the whole thing about...
The music of it all, like...
The musical, yeah. I mean, it's, like, giving, like... I don't know if you saw this shot of them on the roof, and it's, like, Arkham Asylum vacancy, like, lit up behind them. And it's, like, it's giving Moulin Rouge crossed over with La La Land.
Literally.
Like, what is even happening? But, like, if you're gonna have Lady Gaga sing in a movie, like, I will be sad.
I'll be sad for sure.
I saw a tweet that was, like, there's this shot of the two of them, like, coming down the steps of, like, a law building or, like, a court. And they're both doing, like, the kicks. And someone was like, now why is Joaquin eating Gaga up right now? Like,
I mean,
the follow through on the kick.
Joaquin, I mean... I don't know much about him except for that he kind of scares me. So for him to do a musical, I'm kind of shook. Like, okay, slay.
Oh my god, I know. Are they both going to be singing? Is it just going to be like, I don't know how they're going to incorporate it.
Is it giving A Star Is Born where we're getting a full album? Like, what's happening?
Oh my god, could you imagine? I mean, like, Gaga should just do like a Harley Quinn concept album.
I think that's what's kind of happening. Like, I think she is doing like, maybe not a full album, but we're getting songs.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh my God. To usher us into the new Gaga era.
It's so exciting. I'm like, cast. I don't think that Brian Tyree Henry is returning. No. Because they don't want me to be great.
They don't. Where is he, honestly? Like,
I always. He's in the Godzilla movie that's out in theaters right now.
Sorry.
It's okay. I haven't seen it. Well, Zazie Beetz still getting work, so. Because she was in the first one.
Right. Love that for Zazie. And she, like, hosted that one thing, remember?
She hosted the announcing of the Oscar nominees.
That one thing.
Harry Lottie is in it.
Who's that?
Which is our friend from Industry.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Which will be interesting. Yeah, I mean, listen, it's like, there's not a lot of Marvel movies coming out this year.
One day, so, as we always say, one day we'll watch.
I think Deadpool is coming out in, like, July or something. Or May? I don't know. I have no idea. It actually has freed up a lot of space in my brain, I will say, though. Like,
we don't have to focus on it.
The way, like, that I used to be in a fucking chokehold, and, oh my God. And it's kind of nice.
We are free.
It's kind of nice to take a little break.
Yeah, we're definitely free. Free
forever. No, I'm
from
kidding.
The shackle. I'll be free until Pedro Pascal hits my screen, then I'll be back.
Oh, that's exciting, actually.
That feels
and
good
I like
me.
I love the Julia Garner casting, but it's like, it's really interesting, like, to see who is signing on to these. Obviously, like, you have to audition and stuff, but it does kind of feel like they would be in a position more to, like, beg actors to be in their movies and TV shows, because like, who wants to sign away their life to something that's like maybe going downhill.
I saw Florence Pugh like fucking like on the set of.
But that's the thing, like, when have we ever seen behind the scenes on a set?
Never.
That's
they're
when you
flopping.
Know to be like
they're flopping.
Especially because if Florence Pugh is the biggest star that they have, that's not going to entertain us.
No,
these days.
Find someone else. but yeah,
that's all.
Lots of music this week. Lots of music in 2 weeks, and we see you all again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, comment, subscribe if you want the Patreon.
Hotman bracket announcement imminent, I promise.
Imminent! Woo!
Imminent.
I'm so excited, yes. Lots of exciting things to come for the pod. We love you all so much. We will see you in 2 weeks, and most importantly, love you, Meg.
Love you, G.